Blog Talk Radio.
Chilling on the east side, I've been chilling on the west side, I've been chilling on the east side, I've been chilling on the west side, I've been chilling on the east side, I've been chilling on the west side, I've been chilling on the east side, I've been chilling on the west side, I've been.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the thing in single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair.
Yeah.
know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hinds, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio. So welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Both of you. It's awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist, and we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this, and we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today. And I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us, and I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit, and she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is her question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? How do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time you sit in your chair, and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals, and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep coming in.
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are a owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, a long time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know. People have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? You're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that
you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Is there, do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service, I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone.
It's not, right.
So, yeah. So, you know, just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referrals, you know. So, yeah. So, you know, we're really going through a different time now. So, yeah. But I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip. Or show some, and tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. Well, how nice.
That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay. Next question, and Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis, and he writes here. Let me see. Hold it. Let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay. Yeah. He wrote. He writes that. Let's see. He's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional. That's what he's asked for here. How do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what did you say? Well, first of all, have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for hair, you know. A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain, you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate, because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar in which I could be earning more. I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of,
it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill or you're unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not
You know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues. And things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way. they might need to go to the emergency room versus coming sitting in my chair. So, yeah, and these things have happened. So, and then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, yeah, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today. Oh, I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan DeSeer. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister. All the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that because I often thought, I said, well, maybe you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally, but. You guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more that was, let's see. So I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, so she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going
to
be lots of hours on your feet.
Years.
You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications, if they have some sort of hereditary. It's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability, you know, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped, but it could have also exacerbated it in a sense, if, you know, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan DeCia, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you kind of, you know, what it, well, let me just ask you, do you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, it's consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house. You know, you don't want, you got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Yeah, most
so
important.
So if you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
So this is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. Yeah, I really appreciate that. And this is important. You know, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I think the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said. Yes. It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate that, too. And this is the thing. Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Absolutely. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you, because taking the time quite often to kind of catch up with our illustrious hairstylists, you both are always so busy, literally, and we just appreciate you taking the time to chat with us right here on the broadcast.
Thank you,
and
thank
yes,
you.
Great
thank
job.
Thank you.
Yes, Ruth
from the chair to come. Thank you.
Yes, great job. So now, are you still doing hair? Or are you still working in the hair stuff? Or are you putting that on hold? What's going on with you, LaSonya Nicole, and the hair industry?
To wake up and not do hair would be unheard of. That would be like you waking up and not doing the radio.
That ain't going to happen. That's true. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But
so
for LaSonya, I don't just do hair. That's not, you know, what I like to classify it as. I really do educate the consumers and stylists. It's really a strong focus in hair care for me. That's where my passion is. That's where my heart is, you know, getting people to understand that protective styles are not always protective, the health and the health of the hair, the health of the scalp. And so since I'm doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I opened up a new salon in our big Westfield Mall in Annapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I have a salon in Annapolis Mall that's doing really well. It's called Salon MW. So that's salon, then the letter M, the word double, and the letter U. And that is
beautiful.
My baby. We have multiple stylists that are coming in. I really wanted to be in a different area, and I really wanted to focus on merging the gap in the, you know, a lot of times hair is pretty, you know, kind of segregated, you know. Typically, black folks go to a black salon, white folks go to a white salon, and so forth and so forth. And I really wanted to be in an area to be able to merge that. And that's why I chose to go into Annapolis Mall. We focus
now,
a lot
been able
on.
To do just that? Has it worked out?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Okay.
It's great. You know, in the morning you have the walkers that come in. You know, we do a lot of extensions. So we are certified in quite a few extension methods inside the salon. So it has been really, really great. I'm not quite sure. I didn't go to Annapolis a long time ago, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And just one brief thing, like I was struggling with a name for the salon, and I could not come up with a name. And
wasn't
I had, you know, like
name
I was
Carrie Hines.
It wasn't speaking to me at that point in time. But to that point is how I got to Salon MW. So my family's last name is McGriff Wallace, and so we go by the MWs all the time. But I was listening to a podcast, and in this podcast, it was speaking about how as Black people, we always take our money from our family and we give it to another family. It was talking about how, you know, like Walmart is named after the Waltons and Maybach, or you take your money and you give it to Wells Fargo, who is two different families. And so from listening to that podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave money for my family. And that's how I came up with the Salon MW. But double is spelled out just to have a little, you know, twist on the MW. So it's named after my family. It's named after my children, which half is, you know, half of my children. We have a blended family, so half has a last name that starts with the M, and the other half has a last name that starts with the W. And so it was like, yeah, this is going to be our legacy. So we're projecting to open up in another Westfield mall, and then, you know, we want to continue to open up salons in different places in different Westfield malls. So that's where we are right now.
I love that. Yes, leaving that legacy with the actual name. I love that. I love that. Now, if in your salon, do you focus on all types of hair care? You mentioned the extension, but do you do natural hair and just everything?
So extensions is not extensions is not what I would necessarily call hair care, but we focus on the health of the hair the health of the scalp. That is where we focus. Like, we have the spa treatments. Like, you know, there's going to be some type of treatment that's always done when you come in that caters to the scalp or caters to your hair. And then from there, it's all about the products that we're putting in your hair and the way. You know, like, for instance, like with our silk press, a lot of people get silk presses all the time, but their hair is damaged. Their curls don't convert back.
Right.
They have a lot of breakage.
Right.
So our process with the silk press, where you have to go through training for it, guarantees that your hair always converts back. You have to know the difference between whether you're using a tourmaline flat iron or whether you're using a ceramic flat iron, because those heat settings need to be different. So that's where
that's
we're
right.
coming in, focusing on the health of the hair and
the health of the
scalp. You know, like if your scalp, like we have machines that can see if the pores in your scalp are blocked or if you have multiple follicles coming out of a pore or just one, or if that follicle is damaged. And so we need to do treatments to get the health of that follicle back or the health of the strands of hair back. So that's what I mean when I say we focus on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp, because you can't have healthy hair when you don't have a healthy foundation.
Exactly. And
right, that's where
I want to jump in and say it's not just, you know, coverings. And I understand that. And I get what you're saying.
And, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, they are healthy hair care, but what does that mean? What does it mean to have healthy hair care? It's not just, you know, like even when we do extensions, there's a proper way to put extensions in. And then there is a way that when you put extensions in, as we see a lot of times now, people come out of extensions and weaves and don't have any edges. So what is it that you do to prevent and make sure that that protective style is actually really, truly protective? So that's where we come in, and we focus a lot on true hair and scalp care.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit FixYourFeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss. Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Kerry Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. We're back live. It is Tuesday morning, January 30th of 2024. Yes, I'm Kerry Hines, and we are just kind of getting things rolling, unpacking today's all-new broadcast. It's our show number 947 as we march towards 1,000 shows and beyond. So, Tuesday, January 3rd. Boy, the year has just kind of picked up speed and is moving on along. Let me take a moment to bring one of our co-hosts to the mic right now. He usually joins us mid-show, but he has a lot to talk about today. It's a very special Vet Talk radio episode
coming up at the tail end of our broadcast today. And so you know Michael Hopkins very well. He comes to us all the way from the beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I want to check in with him anyway these days. It's been a minute, as the kids say. And I want to see if he had a good weekend. Michael Hopkins, are you there?
Yes. Very much so, Carrie Hines. I am here.
Okay. Good. Well, listen, it's a tad bit earlier than we normally kind of connect. Usually the fans know. You're usually with us about 7:30 or so in the morning. But again, officially, good morning to you. Now, they've kind of listened to us a little bit already. So, yeah, officially happy I'm normally saying happy second hour, but we're still in the first hour this morning.
Very much so, we're still in the first hour. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we're live this morning. Want to let folks know, if you're just joining us, it's about 6:36. In the morning, if you're in New York or on the East Coast, if you are in the Central Time Zone, then it's about 5:36 in the morning, so still a little bit early. Michael, wanted to first check with you. Did you have a good weekend? Let's go ahead and lead in with that. Most folks don't realize, but we're off, or maybe you do, we're off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So our Tuesday is like a reconnection on Monday. So did you have a good weekend?
Oh, it was an excellent weekend, Carrie. I had an excellent weekend. I got to fellowship. I got to have some fun with some of my veteran brothers and sisters. So this was just a great weekend. Yes, it was.
Wow.
What about you, Carrie? How did your weekend go?
Also, my week was great, but listen. A little birdie told me something that I have found absolutely remarkable. And kind of heard Michael Hopkins. For you guys who today's your first time tuning in, Michael is an accredited claims agent, which means that he assists veterans. He assists particularly disabled veterans with claims and compensation, which really, I mean, there's no better way to say it, but it makes a direct impact on the quality of life that these veterans are able to lead because of the time you take helping them to navigate the claims process. And so it means a lot what you do, and we just want to say thank you. But this particular weekend, the folks that you normally, you have your normal veterans meeting, which I love. You guys don't realize this, but Michael has a thing where he goes to every week, and just like a powwow kind of thing where you guys share stories, and it just makes such a difference in letting the veterans know that you care about one another. You share, you talk. Well, this particular weekend, Michael, I understand that they had something to present to you, a little bit of a surprise. Please take a moment to tell everybody what the surprise was all about. Michael Hopkins, community lead talk this morning. Go right ahead.
Wow, Carrie, it definitely was a surprise, as you said. It really was. The organization I'm with is called Veterans on Board, and it's a peer support group. And as Carrie said, every Friday from 9 to 11, and that's East Coast time, and we meet in the Fredericksburg area, and we just share, and we share our triumphs, and sometimes, it might not be a triumph. We share our days leading up to the meeting, and we do cares and concerns. And we just have a great time as veterans because we need that as veterans. Sunday past, it was our Christmas party. So leading up to Christmas, unfortunately, we just had some complications and, meeting time issues. and we actually didn't have it during the Christmas time, but we had it this Sunday on the 28th of January 2024. And in the process of the meeting, I was called to the front, and you know, we have a big group of people, and they called me to the front. Some of the leaders of the group called me to the front, and I was kind of taken back. I'm thinking, okay, I didn't think I had to do a stand-up comedy, because they know I'm kind of one of the kind of comedians in the group. But it was on a very serious note. One of our veterans is a poetess, and she does beautiful poetry, beautiful. She actually read a poem about me and being so dedicated doing claims for people in the group, for the veterans outside of the group, and they know how dedicated I am. They kind of laugh and joke and say how long they'll be with me with the claims, but I have had the opportunity to touch so many people's lives. And then after they presented, or she presented the poem to me, and they brought out, as you would call it, Carrie Hines, this ginormous, I don't even know what to call it, Carrie. It was like getting, it was a reward. It was a trophy. It was a plaque. It was just ginormous, and it showed a group of Buffalo soldiers. And that's what they called me. They said, you are a Buffalo soldier. You have soldiered so much and sacrificed, and you made sure the veterans that you touch are getting service with their claims for compensation, and you are a tireless guy that does this. And we just wanted to show our appreciation for you. We may not say it a lot, but we, as a group, we wanted to show our appreciation for what you do for veterans. And then everybody clapped. You know, they gave me this standing ovation. They clapped. And I was just taken back. You know, it was a very humbling, and it was a very emotional experience that I will always cherish. I really will, because I just love doing what I do as Carrie knows.
Well, Michael,
it just blew me away, Carrie.
And same here. When I heard this news, I just want to say that I'm not surprised. You literally personify an epitome. You're the epitome of a person who is always doing the best on behalf of the fellow veterans. And I'm just grateful that we can bring what your plight is all about to our platform on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks always say, well, hold it. You're talking about veteran claims. I thought this was the Hair Radio. Well, it is exactly that, because our broadcast is all about what, Michael? What three things do we say the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about?
It's all about hair, beauty, and community, Carrie Hines.
It most certainly is. And you're helping to put the C in the word community with your efforts. So I, on behalf of everybody here at the radio show, the network, our Afrolock Mega, everything that we do, we support you and we salute you on your efforts. And we're going to be talking with you a little bit more. We know you'll be with us throughout the entire broadcast today. And so we'll be getting, you know, we're going to be catching up quite a bit. But I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge this incredible and beautiful award. And hopefully, Michael, get us some pictures that we can put up on our social media. We'll take care of that today. And so I just wanted to let you know how much it's appreciated. You know, we have to continue to support each other. Now, Michael, the Buffalo Soldiers, why, what were the Buffalo Soldiers about? Can you take a moment and just tell us,
sure,
to help educate and inform folks, please?
Sure, Carrie. What the Buffalo Soldiers were about, they were African-American men that were tasked with being out in the Midwest, Southwest, rural at that time. It was very rural. And they were tasked with defending those areas as soldiers. And they did such an excellent job of defending those areas. And they were Indian attacks. They were settlers and that were going to, I guess you would call it, the New World out there. And that's what they were tasked with. And they did the job so well, the Native Americans called them Buffalo Soldiers because their hair reminded them of the buffalo, just like their tenacity. That's what it reminded them of. And that's how they got that name, Buffalo Soldiers. And believe it or not, Carrie, the Buffalo Soldiers lasted into the 20th century. Those units, those actually cavalry units, they lasted into the early part of the 20th century. Well, actually, until World War II, they still had Buffalo Soldiers, the patches, all of that. Right now, here in the 21st century, there are still chapters all across the country about the Buffalo Soldiers.
Well, I want to say thank you for, educating and informing us. That's what I say. You never know what you're going to hear about on the Air Radio Morning Show. Great
That's
job.
Right.
And we salute the efforts of these soldiers, Michael Hopkins. Now, listen. We're going to be talking a whole lot, as I said. We've got a lot to unpack on today's show. We're going to be checking in with you in the next half hour on all that's coming up at the end of today's show. So on the Vet Talk Radio Show, again, Michael Hopkins hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs right here. You don't have to change the dial, even though they don't have dials anymore. You don't have to turn or anything. You're going to roll right on in at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about this morning. So in a moment, I want to bring to the line, this is a kind of like an introduction, you guys. There's a wonderful new lady who will be kind of helping us out here. But most importantly, she is like an incredible martial artist. Like she is, and her whole plight is helping women, self-empowerment and all of that. So we're going to be kind of rolling this big talk out. And we're just doing a little introduction today and that kind of thing. But she'll be with us Thursday morning. You'll be able to catch up with what she has to say. About this time on Thursday morning, and speaking of Thursday, that's February 1st, 2024, and then at the end of that show, Wayne Smith joins us. So it's a lot going on February 1st as we kick off the month. But right now, we'll take a little bit with Miss Maggie Anderson. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
And I want to bring to the line a very, very special guest who I'm so excited. It's her first time really being with us, but I want the fans to know that she's going to be covering a very, very important topic right here on our show. And we just wanted to kind of roll her on out to our fans. And so I had to get her on with Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie first thing. So listen, Dr. Odette Russell, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show platform. Good morning to you.
Great morning. Great morning. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Well, we're just happy
wonderful.
To have you. And we're going to tell everybody why in just a moment. Right? So first, this is my superstar. I have my wonderful two co-hosts who are Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I want them to give a personal welcome. So let me be the very first. Michael, why don't we'll start with you. Michael Hopkins, who is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show and also a longtime supporter of veterans advocacy with claims and all that, but that's a whole other story. He hosts a program on our network.
Very much so.
One of our co-stars here. So, Michael, please, we've been kind of waiting for Dr. Russell to get here. We're so excited. So we're going to tell all our fans are like, what in the world are you talking about? But we'll fill you in. So, Michael, what would you like to say to Dr. Russell?
Dr. Russell, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And as Carrie said, I'm Michael Hopkins, and I host the Vet Talk Radio Show. And just plum pleasing pleasure. We finally get to meet you. We can't work the wait and work with you. We're just looking forward to it. It's been worth the wait. You know, we're looking forward to it. And we're gonna just take you by the hand. We're going to just walk you through all this. Carrie Hines is a fantastic dude to work with. And we're just looking forward to it. Yes, we are.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah, even though it's this is a big, big topic that we're rolling out to our fans, but I think we have a certain little knack at tackling those big topics, and I think that we're going to have a great time with Dr. Russell, and we're going to tell you all about that in just a moment. Nicole Marie.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Co-star,
I just want to say.
Oh, go right ahead, Dr. Russell.
No, I was just acknowledging Michael. Thank you so much, Michael. And then I'm looking forward to speaking to Nicole.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Let me get on out of here. You're so very welcome. I'm getting out of the way.
Oh, Michael. Well, listen, I'm going to park you for a little bit, Michael. Thank you so much, though. Good job. Okay, Nicole Marie, I just got to say, my longest-running co-host in the history of our broadcast. So we are so excited to have, I can't say how much it brings me great joy to meet, to introduce you guys, because you both are, Nicole Marie, I know that you have been talking about girl power and empowering women since I met you. And when I spoke with Dr. Russell, I said, you know what, this is a match made in heaven. So it really, I think I'm going to enjoy the, you know, you guys getting to know one another. So it brings me great joy to introduce Dr. Odette Russell to Nicole Marie. And Nicole, you get to talk a little bit about yourself too. So there you go, guys. Good morning.
Thank you. First, let me say what an honor and how proud I am to be the longest serving co-host with you, Carrie, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That is truly an honor, and it's been a joy for me to just be here. And Dr. Russell, Welcome. I am so happy that you are joining us. First of all, because you are another female voice on the show, but more importantly, I just love what you stand for. I just so look forward to talking more with you and just exploring the different areas that will be so beneficial and educational to our fans of the show. And then also, I definitely cannot forget the girl power. I mean, it's the girl power. That's something that I just have stood for since I came on the show. I just love encouraging, inspiring, empowering girls and women of all ages. And I know that's something that you're very passionate about as well. So I'm just very excited. I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Welcome,
okay.
Welcome,
that's
welcome
what I'm talking
you.
About.
Okay. I love it. Is that not nice? I always say that, wouldn't it be nice if every day we get somebody, you know, we get to get on the radio show and get people giving us a big old welcome.
I'm so excited to be in New Jersey on February 10th. That is the second Saturday in February, where I will be conducting a self-defense seminar. This is primarily for women, but everyone is welcomed. This is going to be located at the Blue Life Karate and Kickboxing Center. This is in Maplewood, New Jersey. If I could, instead of giving the address, let me just give you the number, and that way you can call the individual and see if you can purchase a ticket, and make sure you attend this event. It's at 1 p.m. February 10th. At the Blue Light Karate and Kickboxing Center. Phone number is area code 908-967-8132. I'm going to repeat it. Area code 908-967-8132 at 1 p.m. February 10th. Now, I'm going to be teaching the vulnerable areas of the human body that women can defend themselves. I'm going to be dealing with different scenarios, from frontal chokes to back to chokes from the back, rape scenarios, abduction scenarios. We're going to be using not just our hands to defend ourselves, but I'm going to be teaching you how to defend yourself with cell phones, yes, and water bottles, stuff that you walk around with every day.
Wow.
And I am so excited to be able to share this information. And I hope you guys join me, okay?
All right.
And if you
Dr. Odette Russell.
If you come, tell them you heard. Okay.
Tell y'all the whole radio morning, so we love it. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, listen, we'll see you then. Again, that's on the 10th of February, 2024. So we want you guys there. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Russell. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back. Awesome.
Confident, my mind, resilient. You can't break me, I was born to run. Uncut people.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Tuesday morning, January 30th of 2024. It's our broadcast show number 947, as we march towards broadcast number 1,000 and beyond. So it is, and we've just been kind of on really getting the show rolled out today in the first hour. So much to talk about. I want to bring to the line in this space at this time, one of our amazing co-stars. You guys heard a little bit from her just a little while ago, Nicole Marie, who comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And you heard right before that Michael Hopkins talking about community efforts with his veteran presentation and all of that. So kind of in that vein, Nicole Marie is an elected official down in Mississippi, and we're going to chat with her about that and so much more. Again, it's my great honor to bring to the line this morning, Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show. Good morning.
Yes, how are you down in Water Valley this morning? What's going on down there, weather-wise, and all that good stuff?
I am wonderful here in Water Valley, Mississippi. This morning's a little bit cool. It's about the mid-30s right now. But guess what, Carrie? We've been up in the 50s and the 60s after that cold spell.
Oh, we're jealous.
Yes, our high today is 64 degrees.
Oh, that's the cold spell?
No, I said after.
That's the cold spell.
After
the cold spell. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
How
are you doing in New York?
Well, I'm going to say it's been very interesting. We, you know, the weather's fluctuated up and down. You can't really get a handle on too much. But it's cool. It's cool quite a bit, but it's not freezing cold. So, you know, we're okay. So for folks out there, you guys are dealing with harsh weather and all that. We feel for you. And the weather can be brutal. It's not the way it was when I was growing up. It's a very different world out there. You guys know, so weather's big. And we'll probably start to get more into rolling out some updates on the weather on a regular basis right here on our broadcast. We want you to get on and listen at 6 in the morning and stay with us throughout the show. So we're going to bring you the updates that you need so we can make that happen more effectively for you. So listen, yes, we've been unpacking a broadcast today.
Yes,
I really am so excited.
Wonderful. Yeah, I've been tuned in and listening.
So now I don't know if you heard, but Michael got an award. We're going to bring him in.
Yes.
He'll be joining us in just a little bit. We're so excited. We'll talk with him a little bit about that as
Michael.
Well.
More.
Yes, absolutely. He's so deserving of it.
So deserving.
And so we're real happy to wish him well with that. Then you guys out there, I don't know if you heard this, but you probably heard, you know, with the conversation. Thank you, by the way, for you and Michael welcoming Dr. Odette Russell to the broadcast.
Dr. Russell.
Yeah, we're working on something really special, you know, that that we're going to be talking about in days to come. On Thursday's show, you'll catch her at about 6:30. Nicole, we understand you guys are going to do a brand new interview and stuff, and so
yes,
we'll introduce her to you on Thursday. Thursday morning
definitely.
At about 6:30, you'll be able to catch the interview right here on the show. And then and on that same show on February 1st, we're real happy about it because we have a live guest, Mr. Wayne Smith, our correspondent person, chief political, former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey, right outside of New York City. He'll be with us for the whole hour. We got a lot to get into,
Nicole.
Don't want to
miss
so
Wayne.
Much.
Yes.
No, you don't want to miss Wayne, and I'm looking forward to him talking a lot.
Either.
There's so much. Yeah, there's so much going on with the political stuff these days, and I want our listeners to know exactly what's happening. You know,
every day something
there's
happens.
There's a lot of crazy stuff going on with AI, and they're trying to make and use that to you know, get in the way of the voters, particularly voters of color casting their votes. You know, this is an election year, and oh boy, so much. It's just
so much going on.
Good. So much chaos. Must we live in chaos? Good God.
That's what it's turned into, Gary.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's just sad. You know, there are folks that, you know, we have to endure things that we don't have anything to do with. You're compelled. You know, our forefathers, I'm not even our forefathers, but in recent decades, they had all these laws to protect the general public from corporations kind of monopolizing everything, compelling
right.
us to have all these unpleasant happenings. And so here we are. And now they're trying, you know, folks are rolling out artificial intelligence. And we're supporters of technology to a big degree, but we're not living in a perfect society. And
so
this is probably, you know, not the best of times to unleash something to the general public where they can create all kinds of fakery. We're
exactly.
not even at the stage of treating each other with respect. Why would you
exactly.
get, put stuff like this in the hands of folks who are all that, who, you know, I don't.
It's so much
just,
worse.
It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. So let's just keep supporting each other in our community in particular, as well as the greater folks out there. You know, we welcome everybody, but we really, I don't know.
Definitely.
Yeah. And not for nothing, but I encourage folks to tune into our show every day because I think this show is for our, it's about women of color, and we support women of color
right.
and marginalized voices and our community and all of that. But most important, I think it's something that I want to hear in the morning. Talk that
right.
is about and for our community. You know, let me tell you something, Nicole Maria. I get so incredibly tired of a lot of the television news shows at the you know, throughout the whole show. And don't get me wrong, they put this one music artist on all day. It has nothing. They could be reporting anything about the news and, you know, the weather, and then they
right.
go to a clip that shows this one particular music artist. And honestly, it's and it wouldn't be so bad if the music artist, in my opinion, had a great voice and could sing.
Right.
But, if they just roll this person in front of us, she's dating somebody and one of the, like, football player or something, and
yeah,
it's constant putting this person, and the only thing I could think of I'm a black man up in New York. I'm not in her demographic, but here's the thing. And I said, to me, it seems like they have taken this awful-sounding, flat-voiced person who couldn't sing her way out of a paper bag and constantly jamming and ramming her down our throats. And I said, why? What's the end result here? And my only thing, I started to feel like Kanye West back in the day when he got up on the stage. And so, why are you doing this?
Why? Right.
What is all this crazy stuff that, you know, I just don't understand telling us, like Judge Judy said, don't, you know, she had the book, don't be on her leg and tell her it's raining type thing.
Right, right.
What's going on here? What's going on? What is
makes
the real
wonder.
Story here?
Definitely makes you wonder.
Yeah. And I am somebody, I believe in faith and hope and all of that, but we got some real crazy times going on.
We certainly do.
Yeah. So listen, here's my words of advice to you guys out there. You've never met anybody any good. You're as crooked as the day is long. And you need to kind of wake up. That voice, those people, what you're doing, and playing with the lives of people who are good and did not have anything to do with this chaos. Well, there's a special place you know where for you.
Hmm.
And I just hope that we can continue and help each other. And that's the only answer to me, is for us to look out and support each other. But I'm sick of it. And I know folks are sick of all this chaos. My gosh, what on earth? You know, so I've got to be honest. I wouldn't be myself if I didn't tell you the truth.
That's so true. That's so true. We definitely expect that here.
So on a lighter note, Nicole Marie, I got to say what I've got to say.
Right.
Now, look, yes, indeed. So
now, if we see it, we know other people see it as well. So that's all good.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's what, you know, you hit the nail on the head. That's what this is about, acknowledging, because you can't even acknowledge the crazy stuff,
right.
Because then you get called out your name or get accused of not being this and not being that. So you have no recourse. And all of this cuckoo stuff was created because of disparity, racial disparity, economic disparity, and just folks not being concerned about anybody that, you know, it's just awful. And you guys know what I'm talking about. I don't have to beat it all into you this morning. You totally get it, and I thank you for that. But Nicole Marie, I'm going to turn the page a little bit. We've got such a lot moving, going forward. We are closing in on 1,000 shows. Yes. How does
amazing,
that feel to be kind of closing in on? Is that not something?
It is.
It is.
It's, oh my goodness. It's just a wonderful feeling, and we're just pressing along to that 1,000 mark and beyond.
Exactly.
It's just
and
wonderful.
Beyond. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And it really, we're just 53 shows away.
Right.
We're
doing
the math. Yes, the math is math.
Before you know
morning. Yeah, it'll be here. It will be here. So, listen, it's because of this, we started celebrating in these 53 shows remaining. Amazing guests. That's all culminating in that 1,000 show.
So many.
And beyond,
oh, yeah.
Of course. Well, look, we have invited back to the broadcast so many fan favorites, so many who have been on our show, who've come aboard that you guys know. And just, you know, we wanted to dig them up and have them come back and tell us what they've been up to, kind of like that where are they now
Wonderful.
Type of
yeah.
So I'm kind of super excited about that. And, you know, I think it's going to be fun and to
I
catch up
with
them.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I look forward
to
that.
So we've got a lot. Let's see. I think one of my favorites that's coming back that you guys may not know, Sam Inan will be with us. We've got Catherine Rondebell from Australia. We've got one of our biggest fans. He'll be here for the first time from Africa. We're super excited about that. We've got, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Wayne Smith, but we have another current mayor out in the Maple Heights, Ohio area, and Annette Blackwell. She'll be with us. And I'm so happy because Mayor Blackwell, before she became mayor, she was a guest on our show, and she came and pleaded her case. And next thing you know, she won the election and became mayor.
Won the election.
And so she's done a couple of times. So, yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah. Well, we're going to catch up with her. So all that and so many others. And as you guys heard, of course, Dr. Odette Russell, she has an event coming up that she's a part of on February 10th of 2024. So coming up in just a little over a week or so. So we want to get you guys there. She gives out a telephone number. You can buy tickets and come and support her and all of that.
I'll
and then I can't wait
Carrie.
To hear
I'll
your interview.
There.
Yes,
oh,
I think
yes.
it's going to be great. And
great.
Our fans, you know, you're going to learn a lot about her coming up on Thursday morning. Yeah, about 6:30 in the morning. She is an incredible lady, and she's renowned. You know, folks know who she is. And she's teaching, and we're going to get her commercial on to talk about this event a little bit more throughout today's broadcast. So if you haven't heard it, you will hear it. And we're super excited. And like I said, we're going to be rolling out a lot of Dr. Russell over the next few weeks. So that'll be real cool.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You definitely do not want to miss
it. It doesn't get. No,
yeah.
not at all, Nicole Marie. Now, listen, I just want to say, yes. Now, just great to have you on live. I know you have been just feeling a little under the weather here and there, and we just love that you are back bigger and better than
ever. Doing so much better, and I'm back.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we certainly
so much.
We appreciate that. Oh, absolutely. Now, listen, we are talking about big things, of course, and every day we get this kind of inspiration. And I got to say, I'm always excited about this. It's called Hope of the Day.
Hope of the Day.
Hope of the Day. Yes. And so, and, you know, each day you come on and you give us a little bit of something to look forward to. And I'm always excited. Yeah, because it's inspirational talk that kind of, that to me makes all the difference each day. Yeah.
Right.
And boy, oh boy, is it needed. It's so needed, Nicole Marie.
Yes, it is.
And I'm just like, wow.
Part of taking care of each other, Karen. What it's
yeah,
all about.
I think so too. I definitely think so. And I'm like, what in the world? But again, you know, like you always say, Nicole Marie, there is always hope.
Always hope.
And I think with that being said, we're gonna have to go on and get on into this today. As you heard in my little rant there. We always need that. And we got to, you know, it's talk that we got to say and we got to acknowledge it because, like you said, we're not the only one who, you know, we're not the only one who has seen these things happen.
Right.
And we feel them. And it's really bad when you haven't done anything to cause them. and you're kind of reeling from other folks' crazy, chaotic behavior. But here's the hope of the day intro, and we'll get into it this morning.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
High Hope.
High
Hope. Yes, thank you so much with this, Nicole Marie. So please take it away.
The hope of the day is use it. Notice how nature takes back anything not used. It's that same with our bodies, our minds, even our freedom or our democracy. It's up to us to make sure we keep both active. And the more we exercise our minds and bodies, the more they reward us. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, wow. Now, I need to have that one framed.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, doesn't that
totally
just relate to what we're talking
that
about?
That is. I couldn't have said it any better than that. Absolutely. I really have to say, and thank you for that. And I got to thank Patrick's book. What a great, great piece. Yeah, you know what they say, great words. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
You lose it.
And I love
right?
that. Yeah, your body and your mind. And talk about freedom and democracy. Great way to
right.
kind of connect those dots. Well, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get our colleague on. You heard from Michael Hopkins a lot in the first hour. He we're gonna say a VOB award winner, and all that good stuff.
Michael Hopkins.
Michael, good morning again.
Good
happy
morning,
mid-show.
Michael.
You're on with the one and
yes,
only
happy.
Nicole Marie.
Happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show.
Yes.
Happy mid-show. And
very
congratulations
much so.
To you, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, thank you, Nicole Marie. Thank you, Carrie Hines. Thank you both.
Oh, yeah. You deserve, yes.
Wow.
So exciting.
And wow. And that hope of the day, that just touches me on so many different levels.
Mm.
And I was thinking about it, and I said, you know what? Those are two things that we basically we have for free.
True.
We got our minds for free. We got our bodies for free. And we have to use them, abuse them. Some people abuse their minds and bodies. They let their minds and bodies get polluted with the negativity. With the doubts, and we're all human, and these things happen, but we need to learn how to just overcome, like we learned in the military. We call it adopt and overcome.
Mm.
And that's what I see in this segment that you did for Hope of the Day, Nicole Marie. I see with our minds and bodies, I see adopt and overcome. Back over to you guys.
Wow.
Okay. Well, Michael, I think that is fantastic. Listen, we've got a lot more to get into this morning. We are super duper excited. And Nicole Marie, I just want to say also, that was fantastic. And as we kind of roll on into, the month, February, a lot is emphasis is going to be put on these girl power moments. And let me just ask, what the to, or anything you want to say, you know, what our fans should be on the lookout for and what you'll be covering in the broadcast?
Wow, just so much more. Inspiration, encouragement, and just things that occur to us and that we go through on a daily basis that's geared towards girls and women, relationship talk, family talk, you know, as wives, as mothers, just as women, we go through so much. The children, just so many things that we just go through. So our health, definitely our health, our wellness, just so much more, just about, you know, things that we go through on a daily basis. So stay tuned.
Well, we love it. Sounds good to me. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Everybody, it is my great honor to bring back to the show for the first time in quite a long time right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys, you hear her all the time. She's a big, big part of our success over the years. And you've gotten to know her. as someone you can trust, just valued information out there. And she does so much research on our behalf, a very, very special contributor to our broadcast. I believe she's our chief contributor. We're talking about the one and only Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Hit Heart. Mary, good morning and welcome back.
Oh, what a wonderful introduction. Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Yes. Well, I think this is exciting. First, I want to just remind everybody, let's talk a little bit, because it's been a while since we had a chance to check up with you on some of the wonderful things about Hair Hit Heart. First, just remind everybody real quickly, then we're going to get into our convo of the day, I call it. But what can you remind us about Hair Hit Heart?
Well, Hair Hit and Heart is a combination of a variety of passions I have and places where I lend my advocacy. And so I established that company in 2015. I talk about safety, health, everything related to hair, getting you through the variety of transitions, safety for the service provider, and I do some art related to those things, some folk arts as well and photography. But what I am doing right now, I have a book coming out probably in the beginning of the year. It'll be out and released, about salon safety for especially those dynamic beauty professionals who are out there on the front lines.
Wow. Well, listen, this is really, we're going to be reminding you guys whenever Mary's book is out, because you may be hearing it before then, you may be hearing it after then. So we'll keep you guys out there informed. But yes, safety, and this is a great conversation to get into this morning, Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Hit Heart, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, because times have changed. And we used to just sit in the chair at the salon, or even nowadays, you've got a lot of folks who are, at home doing hair care thanks to the internet. But I'm concerned about safety. Now, there was a huge story, and I don't know if you saw this, Mary, and a lot of you guys out there have probably seen this, and it was really such a sad story. It's about a young girl, and I think she was like a teenager or something, like a real young girl, who was having her hair done at somebody's, kind of like a home or a set up shop. It didn't seem to me, maybe it was a shop, but the young person doing the hair services had not been licensed at the time. And I remember this story because she set some kind of heating utensil next to an aerosol can of some sort, and it exploded. Yeah, and the poor girl had all these kind of burns over her face and so forth, and it was just an awful story. And so it's still out there on the internet. I'm sure you can Google it, but just the idea of safety being so much, and safety is always an issue, but this was just awful.
Yeah, and safety in the home. Do you know we have more accidents in the home than not? So when they're taking the salon into the home and mixing this, that, and the other thing, it's a little scary.
It is, and it can be, and you're absolutely right, Mary. So I just want to say, I'm grateful that you guys out there, Mary, doing all the work of helping folks to be mindful of safety when it comes to the hair community or getting your hair done or you work at the salon or any of those things. I'm just very pleased that somebody's out there looking out for the folks who are patronizing these businesses. So good move, Mary.
Beauty's like an inherently risky business, and then what are risks to others, like in the home and whatever, elevate to problems in our industry. because of the levels of exposure we experience every day. So that's the big difference. Yeah, you can color your hair and you know, do whatever. But just that awareness is so important no matter what level you're practicing.
Yeah, you know, I just remember when back in the days, I'm not going to tell you quite how long ago, it'll give my whole age away today. But I remember that the folks at Chi Products, CHI, you guys know them. They have the red cans out there and everything is red.
Love the product.
I call them Chi. Yeah, they're huge. They're a really, really big company. I've interviewed them many times. Right here on the show, I've run into them at the hair shows and all of that. So they've been on our show many times. But one of my favorite interactions with them, they flew me out to Houston, which is where they, in Houston, Texas, where they have their big plant. And I had a chance to go there and tour the plant and then meet up with the CEO at the time, who I believe he's still running things, but I remember he was the CEO, and to me, they were banging the drum about protecting the rights of the stylists who were inhaling all of those harmful products at the time. This was years ago, and nobody was really talking about it then.
And they still aren't not that much.
They're still not talking about that much. Yeah, and that's bad. It is very sad because as a stylist or barber for that much, anybody that is constantly inhaling. Now, see, here's the thing with a lot of stuff. It may not be as harmful because it's infrequently used, you know, it's may. Now, doesn't mean it
it's kind of like being. It's kind of like being a little bit pregnant. I mean, it's there. How you move it forward really depends on so many variables that it's hard to package. So I'm not going to completely say that the FDA dropped the ball on things totally by design.
Oh, well, hold it. We haven't even gotten to the FDA yet.
Okay.
But let me just tell you that I love those folks who are beating the drums out there about these types of things, but they're still doing it, and they're still letting folks know that, you know, and a lot more hairstylists are aware these days, because remember, you know, Mary,
well,
because
they're noticing, noticing their comrades are falling. Yeah, one in five of us has to leave our industry early because of these types of things.
Exactly, and that's the thing. And so I'm grateful that many more hairstylists are aware of these things. And if you can be aware, then you are in better position to make better choices for your life, but also the lives of your clients. And I just think that is a great thing. Now, where we are today, and so many of these companies and corporations, it's hard to just let, here's what I believe has happened, where in America, we just kind of let the corporations kind of govern themselves with this, where it comes to products and sometimes other things. But, you know, today we're talking about the hair products and all of that, and beauty products in general. And I think that's been something that has become problematic to a big degree. So now it's in the news everywhere. You can Google it out there if you don't believe us. But yeah, the FDA is looking at banning products. Now, maybe by the time you listen to this, that will have changed, or maybe there will be some products banned. They have specifically called out chemicals like formaldehyde and so many others. But let me just say, I think that's great for me personally. Of course, these are things that most people in the country who are not in the hair business like we are, Mary, many folks are not even aware that mm-hmm. the chemicals and that things that are in these products may be harmful. And I'll tell you why, because they just see a product on the shelf and assume, I believe this is the case, mm-hmm. that folks just assume that the FDA or just that it's safe. In other words, mm-hmm. the bartender, or what is the alcoholic is the bartender, has to regulate himself and control himself. And that's the thing, and it's a poor analogy, but that's kind of the idea that we make the assumption that these products are safe.
Yeah,
and
we're so trusting.
We're so trusting, and you just really hit it on the head. We hit it on the head, and that I think that's the thing. What were you going to say, Mary?
Well, I was going to expound, and, you know, I'm all for self-determination and safety, but these industrial chemicals, and that's what we're talking about with the formaldehydes and some of those others, they're called grasses, so generally recognized as safe, right? And as a rule, they're found in beauty products that are unregulated, except if you are going to ingest them, if you're actually going to eat them, right? Then there's some rules in place, stricter rules. But many chemicals, like you mentioned, the formaldehyde, glycol, those are staples in shampoos and conditioners. They're absorbed through the skin. There's fumes that we use with our burned plastics, if you're still burning plastic. We offer sharp services, so things with needles, right? And there's no protocols or protections in place in our industry specifically, although, like, if you're in a hospital, you know, there are some definite ways that you handle a needle. And so this makes the people who are using beauty products, especially the service providers, especially prone to overexposures and high risk of injury and illness. Around 15% of the people in the United States have HIV and don't even know it. And, you know, it's just dangerous just from doing our job. But luckily, you mentioned earlier something about the MACRA Act that that came about in 2022, so that it's holding the FDA more accountable for protecting people. So
well,
that's exciting.
I don't know. All I know is that, and what you had mentioned about the GRAS and all of that, which is great. Here it says online information with the graphs are substances generally recognized as safe, as Mary pointed out, by the United States Food and Drug Administration. They say that the group includes a variety of substances. And I would imagine that to be true. However, many of the things that we have come to believe can be quite harmful have, in fact, proven to be harmful. My thing is that the FDA, you know, to me, you have to be your own best advocate these days. But I remember seeing a lot of the harmful products when I launched my hair company. And we started with our natural hair products. I wanted to make certain that we did not include the typical, you know, any harmful products with those chemicals and things like that. But I will tell you my favorite thing, I saw a lot of them, the chemicals on the traditional shampoos that are in the supermarkets or wherever you're going to buy your shampoos and stuff, and they had chemicals going 95 south. And I remember the old days. I remember looking when I was a kid on the back of the bottle of shampoo that we had in the house, which was awful. I was a little kid, and we had just bargain shampoo. And I remember it had formaldehyde. I remember the word, and it had it in the shampoo. Now let me tell you something. Anything you look at that has the word formaldehyde,
run. Well, they're getting clever now. They don't only use the formaldehyde itself. They'll use a derivative. So it could be formalin.
Oh,
it could be glycol.
Derivative.
It could, yep. So a version of it. But trust, if your hair doesn't grow in that same way, there's some kind of strong industrial chemical involved.
If it is banned, they have to also ban those derivatives. But what they do, like you said, it's the same way that sugar, you know, no matter how you look at sugar on the back of packages, you will never be able to figure out on food packaging if sugar is included, because they have an unlimited number of words that they pretty much, to me, it seems like they just make up. That takes the place of it. All was under the guise of hide and fool the buying public. So that's my personal thing. And I know that's a little theory.
I've got help. Help is on the way, Carrie. Help is actually here. There's some, I know I had talked about this before, but there are apps now available. And I won't say the good or the bad, but there are at least some apps available that will read the label, right, and tell you if, say, something's what the impact is on a body of whatever. And they might rate them good, bad, ugly, or run, or, you know, 1 to 10, you know.
Oh,
they'll,
that's a great
they
idea.
At least, yeah, I had thought of it years ago, and I just couldn't get any traction and funding for it. But at least somebody did. So there's a couple of groups. One is called Yuka. Y-U-K-I, so U-K-I, whatever. Looks like a carrot. That's one. And then another app is Think Dirty, but basically they read labels and tell, and those labels can tell the impact or the effect on the body of those chemicals that are in them.
Because that is what we kind of need out there. We kind of, again, you have to be your own best advocate, because, you know, it feels like sometimes folks who we think are necessarily looking out for us doesn't always feel that way. So, Mary, I just want to say thank you, because this is something that we have to constantly be aware of. We have to look to, you know, and I would be remiss if I don't talk a little bit about some of these things through the chemical straighteners. And that's kind of where this emanated from, is with regards to the FDA now looking to ban a lot of these products that are in the chemical straighteners. So I'm just saying, and according to what they are saying at the at the NIH, who did their release their report, you know, the National Institutes of Health, back in the end of 2022, to all kinds of things out there. You know, this is a layered thing, and the report essentially said that African American women were more prone to potentially develop. At that time, they were saying uterine cancer. But larger scope of things now is kind of linked into all different forms of cancer. And that's why the FDA is looking at, really expounding this and banning these chemicals. And again, the only reason that they said the African-American women, not that all, it's really not about necessarily the color, but the frequent use of the products that led to the potential danger, according to what they were saying at the time. So that's just how it was rolled out. Then we've talked about, so Mary, I've chatted with different folks in the hair business across the whole line of folks, and everybody, and I'm just going to leave it at that, but it seems to me that some, depending upon if they had a horse in the race, kind of that was their motivation, whether they were for or against it. And I just want to say, that's why the Hair Radio Morning Show, we love the truth. We love watching the hair business. We keep a very close eye on everything that we can. And we are in the middle of everybody. We love everybody. We want everybody to be part of this conversation. We do. And I think that
I think this is great, Mary. And Mary, it's
well,
nice
it's
to always
it's important that you get the message
yeah.
out. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's just good to have a place to share the message, get people thinking, get them to dig a little deeper. Very important.
Yeah.
And just be aware, increasing awareness. Thank you for continuing to provide that outlet, Carrie.
Yes, thank you, Mary. And I just want to say, folks, again, Mary Reed Johnson, you guys can hear her right here across the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast. You know, we are right now at the point and beyond, we are kind of closing in very shortly on our 1,000th broadcast again and beyond. So you could be hearing this anytime. But I just want to say, Mary, you've been a big part of our success here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we so much appreciate you. As I opened up the segment with that, what has it meant to you being part of this Hair Radio show? Because, and I'm going to remind everybody out there about our early days, Mary, that I remember. So, but what has it meant to you? You built a fan base of people here at the broadcast. And so many people, we listen for the next Mary Reed Johnson special that, you know, whether it's the 10 favorite type things that we didn't know or just interviews or helping us to hold down the fort. What has it meant to you with all of this Mary Reed Johnson, Hair, Head, Heart?
That is a big question. But I would say pretty much everything, because you touch everything and you touch all the
yeah.
types of people in the industry, you know, from Willie Morrow to relatives and the legacy of different industry icons. You talked like this morning a little bit about regulatory innovations. You know, you have been boots on the ground experiencing product startup and carry through, you know, you've written a book, you know, all kinds of things. So if
you.
People are paying attention, they will absolutely glean some nuggets. And you have some wonderful co-hosts, you know, that come in and are part
yeah.
of the program.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. You know, if you go to Hair Radio, whichever antenna that you're part of with
yes,
your radio network,
yes.
then you will get some meat. And I think
that.
Yeah, I think you can't even touch that. That's good.
Listen, folks, Mary, outstanding. Thank you so much. And it's hard to even think that we could ever have come this far without Mary. And I remember the first time I was just blessed to be on Mary's show. And don't know how it all happened, but that's what happened. And from there, we have been, you've been just family to our broadcast and our network. So just wanted to say thank you on that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks. We're thanking Mary Reed Johnson again. Hair, Head, Heart. Check her out. And again, she'll be back soon. All right, stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and... Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Okay, we had to say it twice there. Yeah, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, January 30th of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, good morning, Michael. And
yes,
again,
sir.
How are you doing, sir? Yeah, I think it's been an awesome day so far. We're in the about to approach our spotlight hour coming up at 8 o'clock. This morning, if you're in the East Coast, 7 if you are out in the Central Time Zone. Michael, listen, we have just been rolling along. Tuesdays are always tough for us because that's like our Mondays compared to everybody else's Tuesday. Yeah, so really good stuff. Hey, we've been kind of rolling out a little bit of some new items here on the broadcast today. And as you guys know, and we mentioned this already in the first hour, you heard Dr. Russell's commercial about the upcoming event that's happening in Maplewood, New Jersey. So I think, Michael, we had a little bit of our also a little introduction that aired. You can listen to the entire interview that's going to play right here on Thursday morning at 6:30 Eastern, so we're real happy about that. And then, of course, later in the show, we've got Wayne Smith who'll be on at about 8 o'clock. That's on February 1st, so I'm real happy, 2024. So how does that sound, Michael?
Sounds like a plan to me. Can't wait to see.
Well, here. Yeah, and we're working on a special nighttime presentation that we're going to talk a little bit about in days to come. Here, let me just get on a little bit of this upcoming event details. Take a listen.
I am so excited to be in New Jersey on February 10th. That is the second week, the second Saturday in February, where I will be conducting a self-defense seminar. This is primarily for women, but everyone is welcomed. This is going to be located at the Blue Life Karate and Kickboxing Center. This is in Maplewood, New Jersey. If I could, instead of giving the address, let me just give you the number, and that way you can call the individual and see if you can purchase a ticket, and make sure you attend this event. It's at 1 p.m., February 10th, at the Blue Light Karate and Kickboxing Center. Phone number is area code 908-967-8132. I'm going to repeat it. Area code 908-967-8132 at 1 p.m. February 10th. Now, I'm going to be teaching the vulnerable areas of the human body that women can defend themselves. I'm going to be dealing with different scenarios from frontal chokes to back to chokes from the back, rape scenarios, abduction scenarios. We're going to be using not just our hands to defend ourselves, but I'm going to be teaching you how to defend yourself with cell phones, yes, and water bottles, stuff that you walk around with every day.
Wow.
And I am so excited to be able to share this information. And I hope you guys
job.
Join me, okay?
All right.
And if you
Dr. Odette Russell.
If you come, tell them you heard it from Carrie. Okay.
Tell you all the whole radio morning, so we love it. Awesome. Yes. Well, listen, we'll see you then. Again, that's on the 10th of February, 2024. So we want you guys there. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Russell. Stay with
it's
us, everybody. We'll be right back.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All-Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Yesterday. yesterday when I walked in, I said, you know what, you guys, I just realized if I don't start showing up on time, you're going to think this is who I am. And you know what the guy said to me? This is who you are. And you know what? He was right. Because if I'm showing up two or three times and I'm calling and saying I'm going to be late, I'm showing up late, the fact is, this is who I am at the moment. The question is, do I want to continue to be that person or do I want to be somebody new? Am I showing up late to my coaching appointments? Absolutely not. But going to that place, I've been showing up late. Now, the first couple of times that happened, I said, oh, my gosh, you know, it's just been so long since I had to get up and get dressed to leave the house to be somewhere. But I don't want that to become my crutch. 3 months later, I'm still saying, oh, my God, I haven't figured out how to be here on time. No, because I am always preaching to other people about how they need to show up. But this is a perfect example of people starting to form an opinion of me based upon the fact that I keep saying I'm going to be somewhere at some time and I'm showing up later. What it is affecting is how they see me, and how they see me can determine whether or not, for instance, something comes up and somebody says, oh, I think Crystal would be great for this. They go, yeah, but you know, she's always late. Is this how I want to be seen? No, it's especially not how I want to be seen as a grown-ass woman, because I don't want to be passed over. I'm going to get passed over for something important because I'm showing up as somebody who can't show up on time. So if I can't do that, what else am I going to put in jeopardy if I'm being given more responsibility? And what I'm saying is, I'm seeing it as it is right now. And as it is right now, I've shown up several times later than I said I was going to be there, even though I wasn't impacting anyone else. But what I am impacting is other people's opinions of me, which can have a greater impact on me when my name might come up as somebody who should be given more opportunities. They say, no, not her. So I'm looking in the mirror at myself.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well, mix and make natural products. I have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
So classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin
really?
Buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There's also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrows certification, a cornrows certification class, or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, spiritual, educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 20 annually.
But I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them more.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Tuesday, January 30th of 2024. I'm Kerry Hines. It's our show number 947 as we, again, broadcast live from Brooklyn, New York. Want to kind of get Michael Hopkins to the line. You were just listening to Ahava Felicidad, who is an incredible natural hair person in Montclair, New Jersey. And we try to get her on to talk about her passion with natural hair and all that. Michael Hopkins, who you're going to be listening to a lot of Michael in the next half hour from 8:30 to 9. Michael hosts the Best Talk Radio Show, so that's about 7:30 for Central folks. Michael, today you have something that you are going to talk about for the first time on the show. And I'm going to say it correctly, musculoskeletal type issues and secondary claim.
Very much.
If someone's tuning into our broadcast for the first time, what would you want them to know about today's broadcast coming up at 8:30 Eastern? So in about 15 minutes, what would you want them to know?
Terry, I would like folks to know about musculoskeletal issues, or issues that many veterans have. We have all kinds of just arthritis, muscular disruptions, and things of that nature that many veterans don't think about at the time it happens, but years later, issues arise. And we're going to be diving into issues that come forth with musculoskeletal issues.
Yeah.
There are other issues that happen, and that's what we're going to dive into today on today's show.
Okay. All right. And again, you don't have to do anything. Just keep it right here. Michael will roll on in about 15 minutes. And I guess you're going to break it all down for everybody. So I can't
very
wait
much
to
so,
hear
Gary.
What's
oh,
on
very
tap.
Much so.
Okay. And Michael, what we've been doing also, we're going to just take a moment. I'm going to have you to really share this with everybody. You guys have been watching the news this morning on television, and I know you'll be getting into it, rolling up. We'll be paying tribute through the rest of the week. But these three individuals, you can't help but be a little bit sad out of Georgia. Michael, what happened with this this big catastrophe overseas? Just real sad with the three individuals
right,
who lost their lives today. Yeah. What happened?
And you're right, Carrie. It's very sad. On the 28th of January in Jordan, there was a unmanned aerial systems, a drone attack, and the drone hit a compound, and it was a faraway compound where it was American soldiers. There were also airmen there, too. Unfortunately, three reservists were killed in the attack. And it's just a sad day for the military, carriers. It's a sad day for their families. And, you know, it's just, it hits us
it's
all.
It's a sad day for our nation. It
for,
does.
Yeah, for the
it
nation too, Carrie. It, and it just hits
and
us
Jordan,
all.
It does. Jordan, those are our allies. I myself was supposed to travel to Jordan several years back with a trip that was sponsored by the Farouk Care Company. So I never forgot that. And we were told not to go over. So I'll tell you a little bit about that story as well. But Michael, this I saw one of the soldiers' moms talking about this incredible loss. But she spoke so lovingly and strong. And it's tough. So I know you're going to be really delving into this on tomorrow's show. And we're going to be presenting the whole entire, because there's a whole lot of other aspects to this and so many other political things and all that. So we'll break it all down for you. Not to mention, Wayne Smith will be with us on Thursday's show at about 8 o'clock. So we're going to talk about the ramifications of this, with potential in terms of war and all that kind of stuff with Iran. And we'll get into all that right here on our show. So I'm real happy to have you guys with us on this. And thank you, Michael Hopkins. Listen, let's take a little bit of a break. Michael, you'll be back. We're going to send you on off because you got to get ready for 8:30 this morning on the Vet
Talk
Radio Show.
Very much so, Gary. Oh, very much
okay,
so.
Okay, so awesome job, Michael Hopkins. In the interim, Gloria Lee wrote a book that I thought was just fascinating, and it's been a while since we had this on, so let's take a listen. Michael, stand by. We'll be back with you in about 10 minutes with the Vet Talk Radio Show. And again, thank you, Michael, for that that little tribute there and a little bit about these incredible soldiers. Thanks again. We salute them. All right. Let's take a listen with Gloria Lee. We'll be back. We have a very special guest with us today. She is an author. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Miss Gloria Lee. Gloria, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure to finally get you on our broadcast. Now, I have to just jump right on in. You are the reason we're celebrating the Women of Courage Month all month long. And I like to say this, it's not just this month, but it's every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we want to start by you telling the folks all about your beautiful books. You've got two, and they're titled Women of Courage. So let's start with book one. Tell us a little bit, what exactly is Women of Courage all about? Tell us.
I began writing the books because I wanted women to understand how much courage it takes to be a woman. See, our courage is not acknowledged. Men acknowledge their courage. They speak about courage on the battlefield. They speak about courage being a minister. But female courage has never been acknowledged, and that's wrong, and it has been used to enslave women because it does not let women understand the power that they have inside them. And I began writing the books because I wanted women to see other women who have succeeded because they had courage. So I had began to research my mission, actually, when this first started, was to find out why men killed women. So I began researching that. But as I began to research, I began to gather other information, and I began to see that part of the problem was the fact that women did not acknowledge themselves. Women have been told that they're servants, that they're supposed to serve. Correct. That's fine. But they haven't been told that they have a right to be their own person. And because of that, women live desperate lives. They live lives that they hate. They learn to despise themselves. And in turn, they are unhappy. For years, especially between 1920, 1950, women either drank in the basement, they'd have a little sherry every day, and then when tranquilizers became part of the vogue, especially for white women, okay, they began, the white doctors would prescribed them tranquilizers. This was based on the theory that women were hysterical, okay? So this part of their spirit had to be controlled through medication. But actually, what was happening is women were internalizing their anger and their rage because they were forced to live lives that they did not want.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very, very special co-host today with us on the Hair Radio Show, the very great Darlene Alexander. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. It is a pleasure to be here today.
Well, thank you. And with us on the line, we have another special guest. Her name is Dr. Darlene Cooper, and today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And Dr. Cooper, we want to first of all welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Now, the subject is on hair loss. Now, tell us a little bit about what your issue has been with hair loss, and tell our listeners about that.
Well, it's been a long, lifelong problem with me off and on due to the fact that I've been on so many medications over the years since a child, dealing with immune deficiency, and later finding out that I had lupus at the age of 40. The medications I was on most of my life included steroids, anything that caused the tissue to, or the immune system to greater itself. And just recently had two surgeries and more medications and more medication. I actually, at one point, in my life, I had been put on so much medicine that I need to get my hair done. So I went to the salon, and the lady had put the perm on, and I felt it was burning the heck out of me. But she said, just a little longer. So she took it off after a half hour, it looked like. Looked like I had hair. She blow-dried my hair, and the next thing I know, she had put it up in a sculpture, like, you know, fix it up on top of my head, and I went home happy. When I got to the point where I wanted to take it down, I took the pins out, and the hair fell out in clunks. I had no hair in the back, and this is the type of thing I've suffered with over the years. Just recently, like I said, I had two surgeries this year, and the medication is taking me off the Richter scale as far as the texture of my hair and how it lays, and I have pretty long hair when it is on my head. I met Darlene, and she introduced me to a product from Purity, and her conditioner and her shampoo set, I purchased from her, and I figured, what could I lose? I was about to cut my hair completely off because it was actually breaking off right by the scalp. And she seemed to be very attentive to what's going on with my hair, and she said she suggested that I get her product. So I did, and without reservation, I used it. And I noticed a difference in the texture of my hair. First of all, when I put the shampoo on, it was like it was tingling in my scalp. And not only that, it had a great scent. I love the scent of mint. Following that, I used a conditioner. I left it on my head, you know, just to let it saturate into my follicles. And when I got ready to blow dry my hair, there was hardly any hair coming out. Usually when I wash my hair, there's a pile of hair when I'm finished doing all the procedures. And I'm used to the hair loss. So I started using wigs and trying to basically cover my head. It's because I had so many pieces missing or areas that were very open with, you know, showing my hair where it was, like, shorter in some areas. So I used the product, and, you know, I said, my hair feels different, you know, after I blow-dried it. And she said, yeah, it does. So I've done it for the last 3 months at least. And my hair has changed. It's gotten real long. It's past my shoulders. It's 3 inches past my shoulders. And I'm just amazed. And I have gray hair, which I do use rinse on, and which is hard on it as it is, but my hair has really grown back. I'm just amazed by it. Darlene couldn't have introduced me to a better product than her Purity product. I feel that it's something that I should have had a long time ago. A lot of times you go to a salon, most people don't know what to put in your hair. They don't know how to treat medicated hair because we deal with the issues of loss of hair daily. We're on a lot of medication. Not only do I have lupus, I have, you know, just like I said, I've had other ailments over my life, and the medicine could be between 10 to 15 pills a day. I'm just thanking God that it's down to 8 now. And that's a lot of pills to be taking. So, but our product really has helped me. I would suggest it to anybody. Hair loss is not something that women really want to experience with. They don't want to go through that. Sure, I could have went to short hair and and dyed it blonde would have looked good, but that's not what I really want. I want to have my own hair. My mom had long hair. My twin sister has long hair, even though she enjoys wearing her wigs. Very stylish young lady, but I really enjoy the fact that I can sling my own hair. And that's about it. That's about it. I really enjoy the fact that I can put it in a ponytail.
I hear you. Well, Dr. Cooper, first.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned. Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Michael Hopkins, and of course, Nicole Marie, we are so excited today to kind of, we're talking on behalf of the veterans, of course, in the claims process, but Michael, what else can you tell us that, you know, really shines the light today on what you'll be covering?
Oh, Carrie, we're just going to dive deep, and we're going to be just looking at a closer look at the claims. That's what we're going to do today.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, right. So, Michael, tell us a little bit more in detail. So, any particular topic that you're going to be covering?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Very much so, Carrie and Nicole Marie. We're going to be talking about tinnitus and hearing loss. Those issues come up all the time with veterans, and denials always come up. So we're going to get a little deeper into it. That's what we're going to do today.
Great.
Okay, so exactly. Now, what makes this coverage today different, you know, than how you've covered these subjects or topics on other shows?
What we're going to do, Carrie, is many times on the regular show, we really didn't have a solution to the problem of your hearing loss and tinnitus. We really didn't have a solution, and we really couldn't dive deep enough to show what to do and how to do. And that's what we want to do here today. We want to go deeper. Yes, that's what we're going to do today.
I'm excited to hear this.
Yes, exactly. Kind of like a real deep analysis, if you will.
Yeah, pretty much. We're not just gonna scratch the surface. We're gonna pull like an onion. We're gonna pull the layers back, and we're gonna get right to the heart of the problem and how to fix the problem.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Michael, take it away.
Once again, tinnitus. And just talking about tinnitus is usually that ringing, that buzzing, that humming in the ear. Many veterans have it. Normally, this is something that happens after you're in the military. And it can last for years, decades. That's normally what happens with tinnitus. Depending upon the job that you work, that's one of the criteria of rating a veteran for tinnitus. Well, there's a problem. Many jobs that veterans do may not necessarily dictate, and this is on paper, that they have tinnitus. There are some like office jobs, and there are things that you may not necessarily get rated for tinnitus. And a lot of veterans get turned down for tinnitus because on the scale, and it's a three-part scale, they're usually on the low spectrum of the scale where it's pretty much saying there's little or no chance this job you did in the military had an impact on you having ringing in your ears. The noise exposure chart has on it mild, moderate, severe for any type of hearing issues or tinnitus issues. And a lot of veterans, it's very frustrating to a lot of veterans because they know they have tinnitus and they're quite sure it came from their military service. So what do you do, Carrie Nicole Marie? What do you do?
I was just thinking, as you were saying it, I'm thinking it sounds like it would be very much a challenge for the veteran to kind of prove this, to show this service connection, even though they may totally, you know, feel that or, and you know what I mean? It seems like it would be a challenge to really prove that.
Right.
And yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is a challenge. But there's a solution to their challenge, Carrie and Nicole Marie. There's a solution. Sometimes there's several solutions. One of the areas that many veterans don't look at when they're doing a tinnitus claim. Uh-oh. Does this mean I get the drum roll, Carrie? Do we have the machine working yet?
Not quite yet, but we'll use our imagination.
We're working on it.
It's forthcoming.
But one of the areas that veterans should look at, where did you work when you were in the military? Where'd you work?
Right.
Did you work on an airfield? Did you work around helicopters and airplanes? Maybe you worked around tanks, or you worked around artillery pieces that made noise, or you had to go when there were field exercises. Even though you were a clerk or you were in human resources, guess what? You had to go to the field or to the training with everybody else.
Right.
You had to perform your duties. Yep. So guess what?
And you were affected.
You are affected. It's called acoustic trauma. And if you have to go, very typical when you're in any type of military unit, you have vehicles. Just because you work in human resources does not mean that you're not assigned a military vehicle that has to be maintained. And that military vehicle is usually in a motor pool with other military vehicles. And guess what happens? Don't you have to start that vehicle up and check the oil and the water and the transmission? And you may have to go on errands for the captain, or you may have to, part of your duties and responsibilities is to go pick up things and do things, and you work in supply, and all these different areas where traditionally on paper it says, well, you were administrative, so there's no way in the world this could happen to you. But yes, it can. Yes, it can. And that is a solution to most veterans' problems when it's tinnitus and they get denied tinnitus. That's the solution. Go back. Just go back, show the government, i.e. the VA claim section, where you worked. You know what else works too, Carrie and Nicole Marie?
What's that?
Pictures. Show pictures of where you work. We have this crazy thing called Google. You guys ever heard of Google? Google Earth? You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not, you can go on Google Earth and find a military base where you were assigned to and you can just about pinpoint where you were as far as a building on that base. There are all kinds of, these are the things that veterans can do when it comes to tinnitus.
Well, they're kind of like tools almost, right, Nicole Marie?
Right. This helps
right.
Never, yes.
Right. That we wouldn't even think about.
Right. Would not even think about it, and many veterans don't. But this is an excellent tool for them to use to get rated for tinnitus. And you know, at me as an accredited claims agent, I know it works. You know, I read reports of veterans, and I know it works. It works.
Now, that's on the side of tinnitus, Michael.
Right.
But you also mentioned hearing loss as well.
Right.
And again, are you making that distinction between the two today?
Very much so, Carrie. Hearing loss is another issue. And as you said, it's separate from tinnitus. Tinnitus is ringing, buzzing, humming, etc. Hearing loss is the actual loss of hearing due to military, being in the military, being around noise, et cetera, acoustic trauma, actual injury, illness to your hearing. That's the big difference. Most veterans, when it comes down to hearing loss, it's going to be very hard. Reason being, most of us as veterans don't go on, as we call it, sick call, the hospital, medical call, whatever we call it, in whatever branch we're in. Most of us don't go to the doctor and say, hey, I can't hear. I don't know what's wrong, but I can't hear. Most of us just don't do that. We're mission-oriented people. We go on with the mission no matter what happens. So while on active duty, most veterans will not have that in their active duty service treatment record or their medical records. They won't have anything that talks about hearing loss for the most part. Yes, there's always exceptions to the rules, and I've seen some people that they actually develop hearing loss while on active duty, and it was agreed that's where it happened, and they got rated for it because they had all the right evidence to show that's what happened. For the most of us, we don't have that kind of evidence to show what happened. However, once again, we do have other resources that
and what
can
are some
show.
Of those resources,
and some of the resources, Carrie Hines, could be, once again, where you worked. That's one of the resources you have that showed that you have some type of acoustic trauma. That's a resource. Another resource, believe it or not, for many people out with the hearing loss, is already being service connected with another issue that caused some type of hearing issue. Can you guys guess what that issue could be?
Well, you got me, Michael. Wow.
I need
that
drum machine.
When you're filing the claim?
Pretty close. Yeah, pretty much. It's a contributing factor to hearing loss.
What on earth could that be, Michael Hopkins?
It begins with a T.
Well, the only thing we can think of is tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
you have a winner.
That's what I said.
Michael, they didn't get
on that one. There you go.
No. Nicole,
there you go.
I was like, I think Nicole Marie said tinnitus. I said, it sounds like tinnitus. And we thought we were shot down, Michael Hopkins.
Right, oh, no. Right. No, you guys weren't shot down. That was just my hearing loss and tinnitus kicking in. No, you weren't shot down. Yep.
Oh,
but many, many times having tinnitus is a catalyst to hearing loss because it's a contributing factor. And a lot of veterans don't really know that. It's not stressed enough.
Wow.
But with a little research, guess what?
What's that?
With a little research, guess what you can find? That it is. We have Google. Google is one of the, you know, I don't have to be a medical professional so much, but you can Google things.
You just need a set of thumbs.
Yeah, uh-huh, and let your thumbs do the walking. And, you know, you'll find these things out. You know, so many veterans, they'll beat themselves up, and they're, oh, my God, I know I got hearing loss. The VA gave me hearing aids, and when I filed for the hearing loss, now they're telling me it's not service-connected. Well, it's a strategy. It is a strategy, and that's the strategy. You have tinnitus, and the tinnitus contributed to your what? Your hearing loss. Oh, and there's some other things too, guys. There's some other factors. Medication.
Okay.
Certain meds can cause hearing loss, even if it's temporary. Certain meds can cause hearing loss.
Yes. Who in the world would have ever thought that?
Right.
Most people
that is so far left, because it's not funny. Most people don't think of that. But medications can cause hearing loss, illnesses, you could have other illnesses like, say, Meniere's disease. You have a disease, you know, eardrum issue, headaches. Can contribute to it. There's different things, and it just takes a little research.
Yes.
And
that relationship that you have with your physician, of course.
Right.
That's really
right.
Good stuff, Michael. Yes.
Yes. And you know, like I said, a lot, and you know, many times the VA, unfortunately, in the claims section, they may have overlooked these things that a veteran has, carrying the Cold Marie. They may have overlooked this stuff. It may be right there in your service treatment records, or it could be right there in your medical records if you go to the VA hospital or if you go to a private doctor and the VA has access to your medical records. They may be right there. But nobody's paying attention to it. Many times, the individual veteran has to bring this to the attention of the claims section.
Wow.
They can do it through a supplemental claim. That's that VA form 20-0995. The supplemental claims form is used for new and relevant evidence. And it's nothing like going back into your service treatment records if you have them, or even if you don't have your service treatment records, there are so many veterans that have been issued hearing aids by the VA. And may I add, state-of-the-art hearing aids, very expensive hearing aids. In order to get those hearing aids in the veteran's medical records, it will clearly say you got those hearing aids because for VA purposes, you have hearing loss. That's the other key. A lot of vets, you know, they file for the hearing loss. Oh, I got turned down, but I know I got hearing loss. There's part of your answer right there. In your medical records from the VA, it says you have hearing loss for VA purposes. That and a combination of having tinnitus or some other issue that has given you hearing loss can get you a rating for hearing loss.
Well, that is just, that's very interesting, Michael Hopkins. I've got to say,
yes,
I would have never really thought about that, you know. But this is a topic, I got to say, I appreciate always when you cover tinnitus and the topic of hearing loss. I do.
Yeah.
And, right, Nicole Marie, and just being able to review some of this is going to be very helpful to the veterans out there. So good
very
job.
Very much so.
Good job.
Very much so.
Well, listen, I look forward to, covering some of these topics more in depth as time goes on. I know you'll be picking several of these apart and doing a full-on, right, a big analysis, if you will, of these. So, all right. So great job, Michael. Anything we need to give a round of applause. Now, anything you want to kind of close out on this topic, Mr. Hopkins?
Oh, very much so. It's so very important that the individual veteran reviews their medical records and they review their decision letters also if they've been denied for hearing loss or tinnitus. They should especially look in where it has favorable findings. And in the favorable findings of your decision letter, it normally tells you what's missing. You may have one thing that's missing that if you have that one thing that's connecting for your hearing loss or your tinnitus and you find that one issue in your medical records, you go and you get an examination, things of that nature, you submit a supplemental claim with that new and relevant evidence. Many times, Carrie and Nicole Marie, that's exactly what that veteran needed, and they can get rated.
Now, Michael, what should a veteran do if they were in the military some years ago and they don't have access to their medical records, if they don't have them on hand? What should they do?
There are several things, Nicole Marie, that they can do, one of which they could go to the archives of the United States government. They can go online, and the archives of the United States government has a section that allows them for free. Notice I said the word for free because you've got people out here that will try to charge you money to get your records. You don't have to pay money to get your records, veterans.
Wow.
They can go to archives. Very important. They can go to archives.gov, and they can fill out paperwork, and they can straight submit it to the archives of the United States government, and it may take 3 months, 6 months. It depends on the government, and they can get a copy of their records. Also, Nicole Marie, you bring up something also that's very good. It's a good point that you have there. Did you guys know that many times a lot of the veterans that are already rated for things, they already have a percentage and all that good stuff? Did you guys know that they actually have something called a claims file or a C file that's free for them to get? It's a compact disc. It's a disc. And guess what could possibly be on that disc?
Medical records.
That's right. They could possibly get copies of their military records when they were on active duty. What a lot of veterans don't know is that when the VA, the claims section, is adjudicating your claims and they're gathering evidence, and you see it on your decision letters all the time, guys, it'll say something about evidence, you know, gathered, you know, this is the evidence that we used. Many times the claim section actually goes to the archive section of the United States government and pulls your medical records from active duty. They actually pull your records many times. And guess where they wind up? In your claims file, or C file as we call it. And all a veteran has to do, they have to do a Freedom of Information Act request. It's a form that they just get, a Freedom of Information form specifically for veterans. And they fill the form out. They mail it back to Janesville, Wisconsin. And guess what?
And what?
That claims file will show up at your house.
Wow.
Wow.
And there's also the manual method. You could send it to St. Louis. You can take, it's an SF-180 form, standard form 180. It's a government form. Once again, you can go online. You can Google the form. You can print it out. And depending upon what branch you were in, it has addresses of all the different branches. If you were a reservist, if you were a National Guard, if you were active duty. And basically, the form tells you where to mail it. Each state, if a person was a National Guardsman, each state has a National Guard bureau or office. If they were National Guard, the reserves have their own component that you send it to. There's a National Guard bureau of the United States of America. It's right here in my state, in Virginia. And it has all the records for all the National Guardsmen. So you have options. A lot of times, a lot of the vets think they don't have options. But you have so many options to find your records. And another thing, Nicole Marie and Carrie, even if you're filing claims and you can't find your records, let the VA find your records. Let the claim section find it. You just file for the claim. If it's something happened to you, hurt your back, your knee, your leg, you know, your neck, your ankle, your knees, and you know it happened on active duty and you still suffer from it now, and when you got out of service, you were suffering from it, and you went to the hospital and doctors and all that, file for the claim. Use as much of that information as you have submitted with your claim as evidence. Don't hold on to it. We have a tendency to hold on and I can't find my record, so we don't file. That's not what you do. Go ahead and file, everybody. You can sort all of this out. Even if they turn you down, you get denied, it doesn't matter, because guess what? You still have other evidence you can go back and you can supply the government with that they don't have. That's why it's called submitting new and relevant evidence to your claim. You have 1 year to do that after they deny you. So don't wait 364 days and submit the information. Submit it. As soon as you have it, just go ahead and submit it. You never know. Sometimes you might find some new evidence. You might find your own medical records where the VA says we can't find them. You start digging through old stuff, and next thing you know, oh, my goodness, here are my medical records from active duty. And then you look through them, and what happened? Oh, here it is right here. I went on sick call for my left knee, and that's the same knee when I got out the military I was having problems with. When I went to my private doctor, they took x-rays, and they said I was developing arthritis. And I've been going ever since to the doctor for my arthritis, and it's gotten worse. Well, you just solved your case.
Exactly.
You just solved what the VA was looking for.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio.
Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged evolution.